This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
What happens when men are reached and changed and transformed for Jesus Christ? There is a mighty movement of men that if you are anywhere, honestly, in the world, then you can hear my voice and you can get to Liberty Mountain. You are going to want to go to this. The speakers are off the charts. Zach Clinton, mighty man of God, an international podcaster, speaker, author. He is one of the hosts, one of the speakers, along with his dad, Dr. Tim Clinton. And Zach, this thing has become a tradition. You book this thing out. Like, I'm telling you, that no hyperbole. People need to lock it in. Wives need to get an early Father's Day gift for their husbands. Fathers and sons need to link up and go to this thing. Tell everyone about Ignite.
Stu, it's always a pleasure being with you, my friend. Like you're saying, Ignite is truly one of the highlights in my year, every single year. March 10th and 11th this year at Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia, we will be packing the place out, and men will be coming from all across the country, really, at the end of the day, just to be fed, to be encouraged, to be motivated, to live a different life, to be ignited in their faith. And so what makes Ignite so special, Stu, to me is it was a vision that was placed on my dad's heart nearly 15 years ago when I was just a youngster. And my dad wanted to bring people in that would be able to stand up there on the stage and proclaim their faith, fighting the good fight of faith at the end of the day, whether it was a professional athlete, a pastor, motivational speaker, whatever it looked like. And so growing up through, I've been able to see all of these men that I can really try to emulate because they set such an incredible example, not only in their daily walks, but also in their relationships with God. So this year, Stu, we have, I mean, one of the best lineups I'd say we've ever had before. We have Dr. Rick Rigsby joining us again, who he is an Ignite favorite. He's our closer every single year, one of the most powerful, what I would call him a Christian motivational speaker. We have NFL Hall of Fame safety from the Philadelphia Eagles and Denver Broncos, Mr. Brian Dawkins. We have Pastor Tim Timberlake out of Celebration Church. He is one of the most probably prolific communicators I've ever heard in my life. So he is going to rock the place out Friday night. We got Dr. Tommy Mullins, the founding pastor of Christ Fellowship and just the guy who has mentored about every professional athlete you can imagine. We have Chad Robichaud, who is a USMC Force Recon veteran as well as a pro MMA champion. That guy has an incredible testimony that will honestly bring you to tears, and he'll be sharing Friday night as well. Then we have former Secretary of State and former Director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, joining us on Saturday afternoon, just giving us a very prolific word. And then, like I told you before, this, I can't announce it, but we have another big name in the works that we should be able to announce here in the next couple of days that will blow everybody's socks off, Stu. So we are so excited for what God is going to do March 10th and 11th at Thomas Road Baptist Church at Ignite.
Okay, and so people can get tickets pretty easily. Just start Googling Ignite. Get it in your Rolodex. Get it in your hard drive. Zach Clinton, counsel people. You write. You encourage. You've been a huge blessing to me, you and your dad. You have this heart for people to really come to know Christ and to be all they could be for Christ. And isn't that at the heart of this Ignite event? I mean, what at the end of the day, when we take, you know, peel the onion back, get down to the heart, what is your passion to see God do through this particular event? And sometimes it takes an event. You know, sometimes it takes a moment to kind of shake us and wake us to the Lord. But what is your passion?
You know, Stu, what I would say my passion is, as you're saying, I'm a counselor. And so I love just watching God produce change in the lives of people. Being a counselor, you know, I'm not the one that produces change whatsoever. I just try to point people back to the ultimate source of love and of grace and of mercy, being the Lord himself. And so knowing that, what I look forward to at Ignite this year, really at the end of the day, is our theme. And it's 1 Timothy 6:12, which says, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you were made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And so with me, Stu, I'm going to be speaking and opening the conference up Friday night. And I'll just give you guys a brief tidbit of what I look forward to sharing and what I believe is at the heart of this year's conference and what I love doing day by day. And it comes out of John chapter 5, where it's the man at the pool by Bethesda. And right there, it says in scripture that he was known as an invalid for 38 years. But what's amazing is so many people, just like this man, right? They go to desperate times. They have desperate measures that ultimately produce either something good or something bad. I like to say that desperation, right, at the end of the day will make or break you. It will take you places that you've never been, whether good or bad is up to you. And so this man laying there by the pool of Bethesda, he's really probably thinking, you know, I'm never going to get healed. I mean, I can't even walk. I can't do anything with my life. There's a lot of people in that room on March 10th and 11th that'll feel very desperate. But in those moments of powerlessness, God loves to draw us closer to and reveal the intricacies of his heart and of his character. And I believe that Jesus asked one of the most profound questions to that man that I'm going to ask the same question to the men at Ignite. It's, do you want to be made well? You see, that question is so powerful to me because we have to answer that question each and every day. It's a daily choice. And so what I think it takes to change and allow God to produce the change with a willing heart inside of our lives is, number one, it's going to take a decision. We have to be able to choose our hard each and every day, right? For instance, if you feel overweight and if you feel like, man, life, like you're insecure about how you look, man, that's a really difficult thing. Like, that's really hard. But if you're going to also, you know, be fit and start waking up at 5:30, show up at the gym by 6 before work, man, that's hard too. If you are in a very difficult marriage right now and life isn't the way you want it to be, it's like your marriage is on the rocks, man, that is so hard. I get it. But man, if you want to have a Christ-honoring marriage and start loving your wife as Christ loved the church, man, that is very hard too. So number one, it's going to take a decision. Number two, it's going to take a change of direction. So you're going to have to get up and understand that each and every day we're not just making a decision, but we're starting to walk the walk, not just talking the talk. We're changing direction. And number three, it's going to take discipline. Each and every day we're going to have to remind ourselves of our purpose to be able to walk in the discipline that God has destined for our lives. Because just like that man at the pool, when Jesus told him to pick up his mat and to walk, as he was walking, he gets stopped by the Pharisees, and the Pharisees try to tell him, man, put your mat down. It's the Sabbath, right? No, we're going to have to be able to understand that even when life gets hard, when we don't, maybe when we lack desire, we're going to have to ask God to strengthen the discipline within us to continually walk that good fight of faith. There's an old quote that says, we're not going to win all our fights, but dadgummit, Stu, we better fight all our fights.
Wow, I love it. And the Ignite, this will ignite the fight in you, but this will really expose you to some powerful, powerful encouragement. And it's a lot of fun too. And Zach, I mean, guys, men are being men. You got all kinds of breakout sessions. You got all kinds of field and game and big boy toys and all kinds of good stuff, don't you? To get, just create an environment where men could just hang out and have a blast.
We do. We have an outdoor expo, which, I mean, that place is packed out every single year. It's got tons of games, axe throwing. It's got like a UFC octagon out there, tons of food trucks. But like you said, Stu, we have workshops that make Ignite very unique. They're kind of like our breakout sessions. So Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, the men that attend our event are going to be able to choose two different workshops to go to. And these are all across the board. So you can go to some about, you know, buck hunting or turkey hunting or bass fishing or trout fishing to, you know, becoming a better husband every single day, emotional closeness, building that with your kids. I mean, holistic health, trying to understand what it's like to train, right, physically, so on and so forth. My dad's teaching one on flipping the script, really implementing the change that we're looking for in our life. There's one at being a man after God's own heart. So many different ones come to mind. But like we said, we just wanted people At the end of the day, why Ignite I think is so beautiful is that a lot of the guys that come in, they may not, you know, be regular churchgoers or attendees at the end of the day, Stu, but what they are is they can come to the event with their hunting or fishing buddies, right, to hear from some of the experts in the field in a breakout session. And then when they're sitting in the plenary sessions, they're able to get exposed to the gospel by some of their favorite people, whether they're professional athletes, whether they're a pastor, whether they're a motivational speaker that they've heard before that they like, but they get fed spiritually every opportunity that we get. That is what we can promise every man and every woman that's going to buy a man a ticket. That is what we can promise you today.
I love it. Give us the dates and the website one more time, folks. Zach Clinton inviting you to be a part of this sensational event. We've got our brand new Truth Network and Truth Talk affiliate right there in the heart of Lynchburg, Virginia. 93.7 yes. FM, promoting everything on there too. Zach, give us the quick 411. We're so grateful you jumping on with us here today on Truth Talk.
Absolutely, sir. March 10th and 11th, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Lynchburg, Virginia. It is our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. You guys can search us at ignitemen.net. Again, that is ignitemen.net. We are praying that God does what only He can do and that His presence will be known and felt all over that place March 10th and 11th.
Amen.
This is the Truth Network.